Heavenly Father, thank you for a new day. Thank you for bringing us together to transact county business. We pray for your guidance and direction on these matters. And we just turn this meeting over to you. In Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, welcome to our first meeting of the month of August. 9:00 a.m., August 10th, 2020. We begin with item number one, public comment time in accordance with Open Meetings Act. Anybody? We'll move along then to item two, consider possibly approve our minutes from the last meeting that was on July 27th. Compared to minutes three. Motion to approve those minutes is made by Commissioner Parker.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fitch. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Item number three, a report from Commissioner regarding road work status. Commissioner Riddle's got the project going today. I'll start down here.
We're good today. That project law, I think we can get it.
How many miles do you think you can get today tomorrow?
We've got two, not one, we don't think. We make it finish today.
They're late working today.
We got everything working. They say that when we might be late.
Mr. Applewhite.
We've got Sprague Road, 3250 and 3290. Getting ready for we can seal color by the end of month. Put some colors in there. Lowell. Pass code. Lowell again.
Mr. Parker.
We have finished up with the culvert in on 4315. Last week, we hit and placed on the road. We're going to get ready to do some scanning on the air. And then at some point, seal code it. And got running both sides, trying to stay ahead of some of the roads we're working on. We're like to get back on the tractor and all that. Give a seal code and all, or see how big it is. So we're trying to stay ahead of that, but both sides are trying to get there. And we primed the road down at Chapel Hill School to be able to seal code it sometimes. If we can pull the kids started. And then get another place down on 4865. We're primed there to get some work on it. Other than that, we're here to ask that I've got three guys out there hitting the meeting. To run the site.
Chapel Hill School finished that custom arm project for each gate and all that.
Those really good.
Commissioner Fitch.
I've been working on base failures. And covering them up on 4530, 4550. 2910, 2912, and 1070. We did some base failures also like on 2300 and did some blading on that and 2718. We're mowing, we're finishing up on 1140 today. And then we'll finish mowing behind off of the Loop 4000 around behind the airport. That'd get my mowing wrapped up for a little bit. We did a lot of side cutting last week too. And then we went and helped chip seal one day out there with Al's bunch. Got two guys today running trucks and possibly cut another one loose here and get out of this meeting. I got a little job I need to get finished and get after it. Thank you.
Item number four, consider possibly approving the order to adopt the Titus County Clerk's Office records for arrival from fiscal 2021. This is something we do each year where Joan projects her revenues and tells us how she's going to spend that money specifically to your mark for preserving our records.
The coming year, fiscal year 2021, I would like to preserve a handwritten survey record of 1841 to 1899. The second book would be 1845 to 1863. Then book 1896 to 1937 and 1908 to 1940. Some of these are borderline historical books, but parts of them are, parts of them aren't because of the dates. But it's just, if you buy any part of the book, you have to find out all of it. But these are the books that are in the most severe decay. Thank you.
100 years worth.
Yes.
And you're projecting to bring in 47,000 and spend that 47,000?
Yes. It could be, the income could be more and the cost could be less. I just need approval to do this book. I feel like last year's projects that I will be able to come in way under the budget on preserving these books, but just have to see when it appears.
This is money that has to be spent on projects like this, and those,
yes,
that's what you feel,
yes,
are the priorities for this year.
Yes.
Okay, we have an order to adopt this record archival plan for fiscal 2021. It will need your signature, CGG, to approve the Jones plan here.
Thank you.
Motion to approve this archival plan for fiscal 2021 is made by Commissioner Applewhite. Second, and seconded by Commissioner Parker. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Next item five is discuss the coronavirus relief fund through the Texas Department of Emergency Management with possible action to follow. Barbara, what can you tell us about the relief fund?
Well, I sent you an email on August the 1st with a summary of the requirements. I want to go on record to show you these are the requirements that Judge Lee and I had to start with, and then we got some new ones today. So as all grants go, there's a lot of strings that go with this money. But we've already received $157,000 related to this, and we're here today to ask you to approve us to continue with this. We've not expended any. We have expended these funds in other areas, but we've not expended the grant funds. So that's what we're asking you to do. There are some specific requirements. In fact, there are very specific requirements. Of the money we received, 75% must go to salaries for people who were dedicated to this grant. We know that Paul Lindsay did some contact tracing early, and so a portion of his salary, and possibly Judge Lee and John Mark Coburn on the phone calls that they've had to, you know, participate in, and then medical expenses and public health expenses. Those make up, of the $157,000, those allowable costs will make up $117,000 and some change. The remainder of that are things that we can use the money for to reimburse the county for costs that we've had or for any costs that we think that we need in light of the virus, such as new computers for Zoom meetings, additional masks, those kinds of things. So what I need you to do today is to approve our participation, and a little later on we'll have a budget amendment where we set out the requirements of how those funds need to be spent.
Yes, sir. Also, I thought you may have this lumped in here, but Chief McRae's paid, we paid through the city, and now we're paying directly to him.
It has to be something that was not already in your budget. But I would suppose that a portion of his time could certainly be dedicated to COVID. I don't see how it could be all of it, but a portion of what we pay.
Yeah, I mean, since he is our emergency management coordinator, we pay for those services for us.
Right.
I think that would be one
yeah.
of those.
It can't be anything that was in your budget as of March, I think it's the 10th. There's a date in March. If it was already in your budget, then it's not allowable, unless it's someone who is dedicated, substantially dedicated is what it says. So Paul Lindsay has told me that 90% of his time was dedicated to this. So if we can get something
even though you've got him, explain that what you mean, even though you've got his salary budget.
Because his duties changed.
Okay.
So if Judge McRae's duties changed, you know, I'll need something in writing, you know, that from you that says, you know, here's what the additional duties that he had, and that took up a percentage of his time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he would tell you well over half of his time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not significant.
Well, and then the other thing about this grant is if we don't spend this money, we do have to send it back. And should we in some way incur some costs more than this, there is an opportunity to get more. But at this point, we don't have even this many costs.
I don't think so. $157,267 has been received. We've got a proposed budget amendment on here that, you know, we're just taking some educated guesses on these. This needs to be approved.
Make a motion to approve it.
Motion for approval is made by Commissioner Fitch. Second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I do have one comment, Judge Lee, when it's time.
Go ahead.
Commissioners, I'd like to begin sending this to you electronically, probably on Thursday or Friday before the Monday court, to give you an opportunity to look at it a little closer. I'm going to make sure that that's acceptable to you.
Email okay, or you really won't print. You can always print it out yourself. You send it out typically Thursday.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's
ours
true.
Ours is treasure to balance, though.
The treasure, those numbers will not balance because it will not include the report that, I mean, it won't include the work that Ms. Pretty does on Thursday and Friday. I can send you everything except that one report, and then I can hand that out to you on Monday at court, if that's easier. Just what you...
I think we know that there's differentials there. Are you going to bring anything different then, or are you going to print anything out for our Monday meeting if you send it out to them by email?
I mean, I'll need your signatures, so I would think I'd have one copy for you to sign. Yes, sir.
Do that.
Okay.
Okay with that?
I'm good with it.
Thank you.
Motion to approve, made by Commissioner Applewhite, second Commissioner Parker, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, next item, Commissioner Treasurer's report, also provided for you.
Make a motion to approve the report.
Motion to approve is made by Commissioner Fish. And second Commissioner Parker, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Yes, sir.
You can, I'm going to run down with some of these titles here. Salary for other compliance, salary, fire, EMS, public health. You've got the related payroll taxes and other employee benefits. You've got public health expenses, improvements to telework, distance learning expenses, compliance costs, economic support costs, capital outlays, road materials, fuel, contingency. Again, my prediction is that we'll build this, we'll fill back unless we can justify more than I'm thinking about right here in order to keep that $157,000. But it does have to be legitimate expenditure. I'm sure some counties have a whole lot more than we do. We're fortunate, but we'll come up with as much as we can.
Judge Lee, there's actually two budget amendments here. The first page is the coronavirus. And the
I'm looking at that as just a continuation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the second one.
Two is road, that's what I'm reading off here. Road materials, fuel, and contingency increase to other road materials and increase to fuel with an offsetting decrease to contingency to allow funds needed per request of Commissioner Fitch. Anything else we need to know, Commissioner Fitch?
No, just moving stuff at the end of the year.
Road materials,
and jobs.
Materials additional and fuel, $35,000. Not to borrow.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered where we were getting that road material. That'll actually be number 32 and number 33 budget amendments.
We do have a few screen shields we may put up in the district courtroom over here. I talked to Ken Wilson. We walked it out and looked at everything, and I told him to get with a few of the glass companies and check on plexiglass. I don't know how far it's got. I'll check on it and turn some of that in. So they'll be ready to have a plan first.
Where do you put those?
We were thinking about using the front row in there for jury and splitting the jury up and possibly the first two rows. And then...
Out there where the public sits.
And then they need a screen in front of the judge, the district clerk, the witness stand, and possibly in front of where the lawyer stand there is down on the floor. So I wanted to run it by the judges over and see what they thought and see if, how complicated it needed to be. But they had to have a plan turned in, and they're probably going to need a few things over there in that room. So.
Could you put any jury down in front of the jury box?
You can put about three right in front of that jury box. Crowds the floor, so that's an option. You can put five on the front row, two or three there. You can put one over here coming in the door where maybe that's where a bailiff usually sits there. It's just an office chair that sits there. You could probably use that space too. So they just had a few options on jury. So.
Let's hold off. I mean, I don't mind talking about it.
Yeah.
And planning that out. But before we make that expenditure, let's find out what they're really going to do when it comes to jury trials.
Yeah. And that's where it stopped at. I never heard no more. They didn't know. So.
Well, they keep getting delays.
Hadn't even bid anything.
Administration.
Mm-hmm.
See this being the end of the year for
me. Yeah, I mean, I have this year. So.
Okay. Item number nine is sign of pay orders and approve payments. Motion's made by Commissioner Parker.
Second.
Commissioner Applewhite, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Last meeting we talked about telling Franklin County to stop sending their $100 payments for VA services. I communicated that with them and they will cease sending those $100 monthly payments for VA services. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. we'll be together with Barbara and start talking about our budget. There's no action items there. We just want to give you some more shared details on property values, how that impacts tax rate, what the no new revenue rate is, what the voter approved tax rate is, and talk about some of the big ticket items that we previously talked about during our budget workshops, but we need to be zeroing in on some decisions. Let me tell you about some good news here. As you'll recall, I mentioned last meeting about we were back attempting to get more bonds refinanced. We started that process back in, March.
Mm-hmm.
And got real close, had meetings on the phone with underwriters and Standard & Poor's, and were real close to being ready to go, and the bond market shifted on us, and we were not able to meet our parameters. So fortunately for us, we delayed that, and, you know, we were very fortunate, blessed, in fact, to hit this refinancing during a record week. John Martin, our advisor, tells me that bond buyers hit historical lows last week with 26 million in bonds that we have refinanced. That piece of $26 million of loose bonds that we've refinanced, we get an effective interest rate of 1.8258. And these are taxable bonds. These are not non-taxable bonds. So that will give us $3.6 million in savings over the remaining life of these bonds, which is about 14 years, $256,400 in annual savings. We can start utilizing that savings this next year, reduce our INS rate. So very fortunate for us. I don't know how much lower these rates can get. I never dreamed we'd be looking good time to borrow money, good time to refinance. So that was finished up on Thursday. We got the call. I think it went to bid about 12:15 that afternoon, and that was the result. I think Wells Fargo was the successful bidder on that. So median savings, $206,000 over the next 14 years. Chapel Hill Road, talked about I don't know how many times, but unless they're teasing me, the Ed Simmons contacted me and said that we're going to be getting ready for right-of-way work. In fact, I even called her back this week, and we'll talk about who we're going to use for those appraisals and to do the actual buying of the right-of-way. Maybe a reality this year. Although it's been adjourned at the last minute before, we'll just hope that they're, what she's telling me really happens this year. That's all I have.
Back to some condolences out of the Ginger family. Prayers for all, all the community.
I heard from TxDOT and AT&T folks last week on the Hart Creek Bridge. They're planning on moving the phone line here pretty quick, and that contract's going to let out to build that bridge in November. So Williamson should be real close. Have you heard November?
I have talked to Jesse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's real close behind that. So it's probably early spring. They'll probably start on.
I don't know about this. I don't know about this.
So state.
They're trying to coordinate the moving of a major what?
It's on County Road 4550 Hart Creek Bridge. And we had that state program where the state comes in and builds a new bridge. They got to move on the phone line over just right outside the fence road. And they may run it in the fence road and board it because they got to go under the creek. So they're making plans, you know, it's engineer stuff. So they're going to do it.
We had the last two started several years ago.
I said AT&T will coordinate TxDOT.
Yes, so that's how I ended up talking to both of them this week. So they're moving along anyway. That's good. So it's good to hear news from them. Good news on the bonds. That's real exciting. Y'all did good work on that. Appreciate it.
Anything else? All right. There are no other comments. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Reminder, 9 o'clock here tomorrow.
Make that motion to adjourn.
Second.